Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll free. 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight right here as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa Flagship Station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and our veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working tonight on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, or where you're doing it, thanks for everything you do to keep America rolling along. Now, follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget to check out our all-new website by going to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now for hour number two, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge for the second time. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, I want to take the opportunity to read a couple of really good emails that we got. And one of them came from a gentleman called Max 42 in El Paso, Texas. Now, he kind of gives away his age. He says, in my lifetime, the past 80 years, the two most significant changes which have occurred are, number one, the mainstream media, which we relied on to investigate and expose corruption in the federal government, has now become the propaganda machine of the Democratic Party, thus global socialists. And number two, much of corporate America has gone international and consolidated, forming a coalition with the federal bureaucrats who formerly were the required watchdogs for capitalism. The latter has moved the nation towards fascism, and the government decides what corporations succeed. He goes on to say, both political parties in the establishment are enabling this transformation, with the Democratic Party openly promoting it. Then he says President Trump is the only president since Reagan who's opposed this subtle but destructive transformation, a transformation leading us into global socialism. Obama was the first president to openly support this transformation, and Biden is Obama's third term if he defeats President Trump. Well, thank you very much, Max 42 in El Paso, Texas, and I agree with everything he said.
Well, right, Captain, and of course, you know, the whole idea is that America has to be knocked off, you know, in order for it, for the globalism to really be able to kick in. And that's why there's so much resistance against President Trump, I think.
Now, here's the second one. This is from Sergeant S. in Lexington, Kentucky. Sergeant of something, don't know what. He says, hello, Captain and the Captain's Army. Great shows. Hit the nail on the head with a hammer of Thor every time you come on the air. If we are the most despised and evil nation on the planet, why is everyone always trying to get in? America first, baby. Oh, yeah. And that's from Sergeant S. in Lexington, Kentucky. And thank you very much, Sergeant S. Oh, boy.
Very cool. Yeah. Well, that's right. You know, this is the place that people want to come for opportunity. Absolutely. That's why they want to come here.
Now, President Trump has a very simple view of things. He sees nothing complicated or indecisive about maintaining America as the greatest nation on earth and to be the stone in the shoe of any nation or individual wanting to relegate the United States to existence as only a chapter in a history book. Now, part of that vision is to put our current leadership of the Democratic Party, a party that's dangerously lost its way, by the way, to bed. To clean up Washington, to make a firm and prosperous future for all of us. And since the 60s, the Democratic Party has slowly been overpowered by Marxist revolutionaries. They've appropriated the education system, the media, much of Washington to the point where schools and news outlets no longer teach or inform, but indoctrinate. And Washington's swamp is filled with rogue public servants willing to sell out America for the almighty buck. But the Democrats, Kyle, have miscalculated. They thought in 2016 they'd reached the point of easy pickings. Then along comes Donald J. Trump. Trump was not just a candidate. He was the ultimate outsider and a movement that reminded the American people of who they were, patriotic, fair-minded, generous, and not racist, emerged. The Democrats were reminded that the acceptance of bondage by Americans can't be taught or indoctrinated. It's got to be forced. The Democrats didn't get that opportunity that time. But make no mistake about it, Kyle. They're pulling out all the stops right now. Their final counterattack right now. They know that they must win at all costs. They know they've got to prevent many in their leadership from being arrested or prosecuted for federal crimes, because that's coming. And there are desperate. They're very desperate right now. And they've got desperation. In many cases comes additional illegality. And for some, sedition or treason charges.
Yeah, that's very powerful stuff, no doubt, Captain.
I mean what I said.
Well, of course. And of course, you know, now we're seeing the out-and-out suppressing of news stories so that the American people can't share it with one another very easily. And really, I mean, can you imagine under any circumstances where that would happen?
The media and the Democratic Party don't want you to know the involvement that Hunter Biden had and the things he was doing with his father, knowing what was going on, because the emails reflect it. And caller, hold on. And folks, we got to take a break right now. And when we come back from that break, more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and myself. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back with a whole bunch more stuff.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
There's nothing worse than thinking that your Medicare benefits are going to cover routine medical expenses like vision, dental, and prescription benefits, only to find that when an emergency arises, your Medicare plan is full of gaps that don't even begin to cover your medical emergency. How would it feel to have to go into debt because your Medicare program didn't cover everything 100%? Studies show that 95% of Medicare recipients pay more than $5,000 per year on out-of-pocket medical expenses. At SnapMedicare.com, we understand how important it is for you to be prepared for any type of medical emergency. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to find out exactly where you stand with your Medicare coverage and to save thousands on future costs. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare coverage, remember, call 800-286-5516. SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Auto Glass America. And you know, in the times that we're now living in, someone needs to give you a break. With Florida Comprehensive Insurance, Auto Glass America will give you a guaranteed $100 with your windshield replacement when you tell them I sent you. Now, they handle the insurance claim. They come to your home or office and do the job. I know that for a fact because they did it for me. Now, you get a lifetime warranty and $100 back at the time of the service. So, Tampa, Sarasota, Orlando, Fort Myers, Lakeland, Port Charlotte, and other surrounding areas, they're ready to take care of that windshield replacement today. All you got to do is give them a call at 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS. Tell them the captain sent you, and you're going to get $100 back. In addition to that windshield. And Kyle, what do they always say?
Auto Glass America.
There he is. All right, now, I want to finish talking about what I'm talking about here, because this, folks, is about to get really serious. So pay attention. Everything I've seen, read, or heard tells me that we can come to some type of reasonable explanation as to what might happen on election night and beyond. Now, the Democrats are going to try to attempt to conduct a color revolution, a revolution used numerous times by intelligence communities on third world countries. That is, conduct a coup through agitation and chaos, blame it on Trump, call it a victory for democracy, because blaming it on Trump is going to be important. Now, they've primed the nation to expect Trump's refusal to leave office, right, Kyle?
That's right.
But Trump's defiance will only be as a result of massive election fraud, which could be coming. And the reason I say that is because of what I'm about to tell you. 100 Democratic leaders and anti-Trumpers held a meeting some time ago, paid for by George Soros, to conduct war games. That is, to speculate various outcomes of the 2020 election. Now, one possible outcome was that Trump clearly wins. In that scenario, Biden refuses to concede, states that Trump won are pressured into sending Democrats to the formal Electoral College vote and trusts that the military will take care of the rest. Now, remember, the Democrats have been planting the thought in voters' minds that the military may be needed to remove Trump from the White House, correct?
That's right. That's what they've been saying. Yeah.
And on election night, when it's clear Trump is winning, hundreds of thousands of mail-in ballots, mainly fraudulent, will mysteriously appear and keep appearing for days, especially from closely contested states, along with the demand for a recount or the acceptance of the harvested ballots. Now, these will be ballots that will be harvested. They'll say every vote counts, and they will argue that big tech, of course, is going to provide cover, Facebook and Twitter and whatnot, flagging any posts or tweets to claim Trump won, closing accounts for all known conservatives that dare to speak up, including the president. Now, chaos and confusion will be everywhere. That's part of the plan. The results will be delayed for probably weeks, giving the Marxist Democrats time to do their propaganda war before the December 14th Electoral College vote. Then what we'll hear on every radio station, not ours, but every television station, not ours, every newspaper and social website, Trump lost, Trump lost. And it'll be on the lips of every rabid Democrat, liberal pundit, and Hollywood celebrity. Now, I'm not done, but what do you think of that so far?
Well, it's a nightmare scenario, that's for sure. But they want to, as you mentioned, they're setting the stage for this. One would think, Captain, that they're ready to carry out something exactly like what you're talking about.
Now, meanwhile, massive riots will have broken out on the streets as part of a diversion to the election fraud taking place. Property destruction will be terrific. Violence will be everywhere. Some people will die. It will make the recent rioting look subdued. It will all be blamed on Trump's refusal to concede and leave office. The Marxists will try to play on America's innate desire for fairness and peace. And make no mistake, folks, what you'll be watching is a Marxist revolution in full swing, guns, baseball bats, and all. Now, you ready for the next part of this, Kyle?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
The military will watch closely. Many Democrats believe that they will be on their side, the result of a thorough purging by Obama. Although General Milley, chairman of the Joint Chiefs, who did receive an open letter from two Democratic line Army officers urging them to deploy the 82nd Airborne, Milley said that the military will play no role in politics. Now, we'll see. Now, here's the final part of this. It shouldn't be any mystery that this election will be historic. It will be an election that decides the direction of this nation, freedom or bondage, whether this country will be as the founders envisioned or whether or not it will be a new socialist state, part of the new world order, governed by an unelected ruling class, ultimately controlled by an oligarchy thousands of miles away. Now, the only break to a full-scale violent revolution will be a total landslide never seen before, beyond any question, victory for Donald Trump. Here's where the rubber meets the road, Kyle. I believe that Donald Trump can win and get this landslide. And I also believe the bill for the treason and the sedition will be handed over to the DNC, and they'll pay with arrest and prosecution of dozens of criminals and traitors. The Democratic Party may never be the same again, because our nation badly needs these conspirators be put to bed and locked up. The nation needs to be given a thorough cleansing, our future secured. And folks, pray for this election and beyond, and also stand up for America and vote and take anybody you have to the polls to be elected.
Wow. I mean, as I said, Captain, this is the worst kind of nightmare scenario.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully it won't come to pass, as you mentioned, the idea that President Trump will have a landslide victory.
I just gave what the worst case scenario is, but we have to elect Donald Trump by a big plurality. And I believe that there is an absolute wave, tidal wave coming, a blue wave. But the blue wave is not the Democrats. It's the police, the fire, and the EMS. They're going to vote these guys out of office. Okay, let's go to the phone lines. I think I know who this is. Good morning, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Boss, this is Todd in Tampa. Let's get you on the business here, ladies and gentlemen. There's just no way. Joe Biden has got three cars at a rally. Okay, there's no. Okay, there's just nobody. Who is, I'm trying to figure out who the idiot is who's voting for Joe Biden, okay? You look at Joe Biden at a rally, he's got three cars and three people holding up a sign, okay? So there's no way in the world, this thing should be over November 3rd. This thing should be over November 3rd. It should be a landslide because there's nobody that stupid. Okay, now I understand they bust them in. You can't fool Corleone. Okay, and nobody knows more about politics than me. Nobody. Okay, I've been with Trump from the beginning before he stepped on the escalator. There is no black person. I grew up with blacks. Is dumb enough to vote for Joe Biden. No American, no white girl in the suburbs.
Okay, wrap it up because I got other callers.
Okay, the bottom line is this. Donald Trump should win in a landslide, and there should be not one person in America besides these idiot Democrat governors that vote for Joe Biden. We stand with Donald Trump.
Okay.
We stand with our Lord and Savior. God bless that preacher in Nevada.
Thank
pray for that female preacher.
Thank you very much, Todd. I appreciate that. Okay, Bag M and Bob, is that you?
Yes, sir, Kevin.
What's up?
I wanted to ask your guy, can Trump buy an infomercial length of time on the mainstream media or a cable channel, and then he could detail Joe Biden and Hunter Biden's crimes and other details, like his accomplishments and agenda? All right. That's
okay.
It, Captain.
All right. Well, Kyle, you first. Can he buy time?
I think he could buy time.
Sure.
Yeah.
If they'll give it to him.
If that's exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's very, very possible. But I think President Trump is going to be talking about these things at these rallies, and it's going to be a major, major impact, I think.
Well, let me tell you what I, and by the way, I'm getting psyops, I'm getting intel on this, okay? This isn't just me talking. I have people that are telling me what's going on. Now, the thing of it is Trump's mission right now is to expose Joe and Hunter Biden. And it's disgusting. What some of this is that's gone on. Because Wayne Allyn Root put something out of there, and I'm going to be careful how I say this. Wayne Allyn Root put something out there. He said, my sources, as high up as it gets, watched videos on Hunter's laptop today. They just told me point blank, no rumor, they saw Hunter doing some unmentioned things. I'll leave that blank. He also said the Chinese government has the same video. Biden is compromised. Biden will be blackmailed. Biden can never be president again, ever. And with that, Kyle, hold that thought. And folks, we're coming right back. That's from Wayne Allyn Root. And we'll talk about that when we come back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Warning, if you are over the age of 65 and on Medicare Parts A and B, you must listen to this. Studies show that the average Medicare recipient pays more than $5,000 in out-of-pocket medical expenses each year. What is even worse is that sudden health emergencies can cost $75,000 or more and force thousands of unfortunate Americans into extreme debt and even bankruptcy. There is hope. The solution is SnapMedicare.com. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to protect yourself and your finances. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in your coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare, remember and rest easy, knowing that your medical expenses are being taken care of with SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516. You and your loved ones deserve peace of mind, and SnapMedicare.com will help you get it. Call 800-286-5516. That's 800-286-5516.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the 40,000 Hunter Biden emails from a forfeited laptop in Delaware continue to be scoured through, Trump Jr. on Fox News talked censorship and a double standard.
They went outraged that this is an attack on the free press, yada, yada, yada. They have no problem when the Biden camp does it and they destroy one of their own. And let's not kid ourselves. The New York Post is a 200-year-old paper. The New York Post has been around and is one of the largest papers in America. This is not the National Enquirer that social media and mainstream media are suppressing. This is one of their own, and they seem just fine with that.
Democrat leadership in Washington and the Biden camp are calling the story a smear campaign without denying the emails were from Hunter's laptop. The next presidential debate between President Trump and Democrat nominee Joe Biden will take place Thursday at Belmont University in Nashville, Tennessee. USA Radio News.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You sure are, and this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends over at Relief Factor. Remember, relieffactor.com/captain is the website they gave me. Go over there and check it out and find out what I already know, and that is the product works. And I'll tell you what, if you have got pain that you can't get rid of, and it's either systemic because of something that happened to you, an injury, or maybe you got problems when you work, your muscles ache, this, that, and the other, or you just have pain in general, then turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, the ingredients that are in Relief Factor, will cut right to the chase. It'll help support the body's natural response to inflammation, does for me. It'll lower and eliminate pain associated with exercise, everyday living, does for me. And it targets the underlying problem areas from the four different metabolic pathways to alleviate pain at the source. It does for me. Now, it's 100% drug-free. It's 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports regularization of key enzymes and proteins. It also supports a heavy response to, healthy response to inflammation and decreases discomfort. Comes in individual packets, supports healthy joints and muscles, and for 3 weeks it costs $19.95, a dollar a day, to see whether or not it'll work for you, because you'll know. Now, it's worked for tens of thousands of people that are tried it here on this show, and I'm very happy to tell you I get calls or letters or comments every day from people that are telling me thank you. So the website to go to is relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Check it out. Order the 1995 3-week quick start and see what it'll do for you. All right, well, we're back with Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, I've got the Trump agenda full list in front of me. And the mainstream media will not tell the country what's on this list. Now, I'm going to start out with jobs. Number one, the president's plan in his second term is to create 10 million new jobs in 10 months. Not too shabby. Number two, to create 1 million new small businesses, especially minority businesses. Number three, to cut taxes to boost take-home pay and keep jobs in America. Number four, to enact fair trade deals to protect American jobs. Number five, Made in America tax credits. That's for everything made in America. There'll be a tax credit to the company doing it. Expand opportunity zones and continue the deregulatory agenda for energy independence so we can be energy self-sufficient. All of which that I just told you, Joe Biden wants to take away, because when he removes the Trump tax breaks, there goes all everything I just talked about.
Well, exactly right. And you know, Captain, when you're talking about that just now, it's making me think that what's being emphasized here, of course, is the good of the American people. And that is to say, it's not a divisive platform. This is the one, this is the best way for everybody to be included. It's
all right.
Amazing.
Now, let me switch over here. We got a phone call. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Leo from Miami.
Hey, Leo, what's up?
How you doing? I wanted to bring up the thing about the rallies that Trump is having.
Which one? He's having so many.
Can you see that the amount of people that are coming at the rallies? The relatives don't get to come with the people that are showing up. So you could probably add another 20,000 of their relatives at home that didn't even come. So there's a lot of people, you know, if you add it up, there's how many people you think are voting in Florida when it's adding up all these
Well, early voting in Florida starts today, Leo, so people need to get on the stick there and get it going.
Yeah, I'm going today. You told me the 19th, right?
It starts today.
Yeah,
you say you registered to vote in Hillsborough County. Is that what you told me?
Yeah, but
you can vote in Miami. You just have to prove who you are.
Yeah, I can do that. I want to mention also about the Cubans. In 2016, there weren't that many like they are now. Because you remember Biden kind of insulted the Latinos.
Yeah.
He insulted them. So they already know how the Democrats are because of Cuba, so they're not. They're on to the Democrats. So voting for Trump is the best thing for Cubans right now.
I think they know that because it looks like the Latino vote at least 10 to 15 to 20% more this time around. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then the Cubans are actually word of the mouth to each other in Spanish. The more they speak in Spanish, is getting through to the other Cubans, and that's probably. They're probably just telling them, go and vote for him. Look at Cuba. The elderly, you know, like they know about the way it is in Cuba. So they just don't want to see that here. So that's the best people to learn from what socialism is and not to go in that direction.
All right. Well, thanks. Go ahead. Make it quick because I got to get running in here.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they have also the Haitians didn't like Hillary. Remember last time?
Yeah.
So they didn't vote for Hillary. So hopefully they'll be Haitians for Trump. I don't hear that too much. I hope that Haitians out there listening.
Okay. Well, you keep up doing the good job that you're doing down there in Miami. We appreciate it. We're hearing the things you're doing, and it's all good stuff, Leo. You take care.
Oh, it's all. Yep. Thank you.
All right, and that's Leo down in Miami. Well, there you go, Kyle.
Oh, absolutely. And as he was saying, the, you know, people that are coming out to these rallies, they obviously have relatives that are home or didn't, you know, attend with them. And the word of mouth, that really interests me, Captain. The idea, of course, that again, it's not just through a campaign commercial or these kinds of things, but it's people saying, look, this is what we went through in Cuba. This is what my relatives, my ancestors went through in Cuba. And this is what the Democrats are talking about here.
No.
And so that's very powerful. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to mention the second part of this because I won't be able to finish all of this because there's like 10 different sections to this. But the second part is eradicating COVID-19. Now, this is what you're not hearing the mainstream media talk about because you got people like Dr. Fauci out there trying to sell his bill of goods, which isn't working, Dr. Fauci. Now, number one, to develop a vaccine by the end of 2020, we know that's coming. Number two, to return to normal in 2021, we have to get the country back to work. Number three, make all critical medicines and supplies for healthcare workers here in the United States. And number four, refill the stockpiles and prepare for future pandemics. Because remember, Kyle, the reason we didn't have what we needed to have to begin with was because the Biden-Obama group, that's the Obama-Biden administration, took the cupboards and bled them dry because they didn't renew the stuff that needed to be done for a pandemic.
Well, it exactly right, and certainly, Captain, the all of these things having to do with the pandemic have been absolutely colored by the fact that we're in an election year, and one could only speculate how this might have been handled outside of an election year, but certainly because the virus is real and all of that, but the Democrats certainly have tried to seize upon this as a fear factor and as a way of bludgeoning the president in an election year, basically.
And, of course, we'll see where all of this goes, but we don't know, because then the other sections in here are to end our reliance on China, and he's got 5 points there. Healthcare, he's got 7 points. Education, 2 points. Drain the swamp, 4 points. Defend the police, 5 points. End illegal immigration and protect American workers. There's 6 points there. Innovate for the future, there's 5 points there. America First Policy, there's 5 points there, and we'll continue that tomorrow because that's going to be a very good talking point to have based on what is going on right now. And, oh, by the way, in case people have forgotten about it, the Democrats are upset right now with NBC after the network conducted a town hall event with President Trump. And some Democrats are calling for a boycott of NBC, according to a report on Breitbart right now.
Well, yeah, and as some celebrities, they weren't too happy either, by the way, evidently, about all that. But, you know, Captain, the American people, I think they realized part of what was going on there, and that was, on the one hand, you had the calm sort of picnic sort of thing going on with Stephanopoulos, and then on the other side, you had all the chaos mm-hmm. with Savannah Guthrie, and mm-hmm. and part of that, you know, it seemed like some of that was intended.
And guess who's coming to Washington this week?
Who's that?
Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey, who's been subpoenaed by the Senate Judiciary Committee to come and explain what it is that they're doing to censure the American people, which who knows what they're doing. All right, well, we'll be right back. And caller, you're going to have to hang on there. We'll be right back with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. Don't go anywhere. Got a lot more coming your way.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty. She's Donna, and I'm the Captain, and it's time for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report right here on the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop closest to you. When you see that sign, that big old billboard sign with the Pilot or Flying J, pull on in there. Tell them you've been listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, and you'll get yourself a free hot cup of coffee. And by the way, think about becoming a member of the Drivers Club, too. Get all those points you get for buying fuel, buying stuff in the restaurant, buying stuff in the store, too. Okay, we're going to kick it off, and here we go.
In wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone, bad to the bone, bad to the bone, bad, 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 bad to the bone. I made you. I'll break 1,000 more, baby, before I am through. I'm here to tell you, honey, that I'm bad to the bone. Bad to the bone.
All righty, that's George Thurgood. Thurgood and the Destroyers and Bad to the Bone. And that's quite the little video when you get a chance to see that. And I'm going to bring Kyle in here. You seen that video, Kyle?
I know I have seen it in the past, but I love George Thurgood and that slide guitar playing there and everything. That's a,
well, Bo Diddley's in that. Bo Diddley's in that video.
Oh, really? Okay, yeah, you're right. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's talk about what's going on here, because snow from the Northern Rockies to the Northern Plains has been going on this weekend, and there'll be a little bit more of it tonight. Now, low pressure is sweeping across the Northern Rockies into the Northern Plains through the first part of the week, bringing the first accumulating snowfall of the season in many areas, while cool weather is going to prevail in the east, especially in New England and northern New York. Parts of California and the southwest will be unusually warm. A critical fire weather condition is also forecast over portions of California, the southwest, high plains, and the Midwest. And we've got fog in the deep south tonight along I-55 and I-10. And Kyle, what's going on out west?
Well, Captain, we're going to start in the Boulder area of Colorado tonight. This is in the I-25 corridor, of course, and that is the Cal Wood fire that started up just in the last day or so. At last report, it was at least 7,000 acres. It grew only by a little bit, we understand, on Sunday, but the containment stays right now at about 15%, according to the latest reports. But this is the largest fire, evidently, in Boulder County history. So we've got air quality alerts all in that area. We know there have been evacuations and also at least 26 structures that are known to have been destroyed. There may be more as the damage assessment team continues its survey. So we have that air quality alert going on there. Up north of Fort Collins, up into Wyoming, we have a high wind warning. This is along I-80, area near Cheyenne. And, of course, as you head out towards Laramie, you've got high wind warnings also near Elk Mountain along I-80. So be very careful. Very high gusts, we understand, have been reported there, Captain. And so we want to make sure everybody knows about that. Also, conversely, or I should say going right along with that, Lake Wind Advisory, this is in the Idaho Falls area, also Pocatello, Idaho, along I-15 and I-86. So be careful there as well for high gusts. We also have a winter weather advisory. This going on in most of the state of Montana, covering Billings, Helena, Great Falls. Right now in Billings, it's reading about 26 degrees. Great Falls, I believe, has 22 degrees, I believe, and Bozeman, 33 degrees. So you have to be ready for some pretty cold weather up there in Montana right now. Down in the southeastern portion of Colorado, returning there very briefly, we have a freeze warning. This is near the Durango area. Down in the southwest, you're right, Captain, it's still hot. It's about 97 degrees. It'll be in Phoenix on Monday, topping 100 degrees. In Palm Springs in the California desert. Also, fire weather watch going on in Northern California and in Seattle, Washington, and Portland, Oregon. They should be wrapping up some light rain and cool temperatures persisting now for the next few days there.
All righty. Well, in the eastern part of Colorado, I-70 going out east, I-76 going towards Nebraska, you've got a frost warning. You've got a hard freeze warning for the southern and central part of Nebraska all the way across towards Iowa and the northern part of Missouri. The same for the northernmost central part of Kansas tonight. And it's cold in the North Country, whether you're in upper Minnesota or Wisconsin or Michigan or New York or all of New England, parts of Ohio up along the lake. There's a breeze blowing and the temperatures are cold. Now, down in the deep south, down right now in parts of Louisiana and Mississippi along I-55 and I-10, you've got a dense fog advisory that emerged a couple hours ago. It seems to be expanding a little bit to where it's across most of the southern part of Mississippi right now, north-south on 55 and east-west along I-10. So please be careful. Over in Florida, You've got gale warnings along the west side of Florida. Winds have been pretty strong during the day and into the night. You've got a gale warning over on the east side of Florida, a flood warning watch and advisory on the eastern coastline there between the Florida-Georgia line on down to about St. Augustine, Florida, for the highways and the water coming in and all that. So that's what it's looking like there. Now, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we'll talk to you tomorrow night.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. We appreciate him and everything that's been going on here. All right, well, joining us right now, we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
How is the defund the police, realign, reallot the money for the police movement going?
Is that a rhetorical question?
I just want to know what you've heard, because I know what I've heard.
Well, it, in certain cities, it hasn't been working out too well. I would say New York and Portland, Seattle.
Yep, yep. And right away, the mayors in Portland and Seattle are going, gee, the police are retiring in droves, and we really need to be recruiting more police. We need to have more police, when they're the ones that cut the money to begin with. And New York was $1 billion. It was in the millions in Portland and Seattle, and they even forced a police chief out, which had been doing a pretty good job. She was a female police chief, which, you know, you don't find them all the time, and she was doing a fairly decent job in Seattle.
Well, yeah, now there were some rallies, not necessarily Trump rallies, but they kind of turned into Trump rallies. There was one in San Francisco that did not go very well for the conservatives. And the police weren't doing anything until some real injuries began to happen, and then they decided they were going to step in. But the one in Newport Beach, that went off, appears to have gone off quite well, including the one in Beverly Hills. So, it always seems to be the militants that are causing the problems. It's not the, you know, the peaceful protesters,
mm-hmm.
which really boil down to conservatives and Republicans and pro-American.
Well, I will tell you this. I believe it's going to get worse.
Well,
as we get,
if things go really sideways the week of the election, they purposely didn't prepare. Okay? Those cities and mayors that don't have any issues, they prepared and they did all the things they were supposed to do.
Hold that thought, because we're going to take a break and we're going to be coming right back more with Denise Simon. And by the way, they've prepared, but I'm just telling you, the Democrats are to the point of desperation. They've got to do something, even if it's wrong.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.